Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at something pretty different, but I think really fascinating. We're going to be talking about astrology memes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ones you see all the time.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, like what your sign says about you and Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, yeah.
So we found this really interesting article.
Okay.
It's called Astrology Memes Explained. Why the internet can't get enough of zodiac humor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, these memes are everywhere.
They really are.
You make fun of astrology.
Yeah.
They also kind of make you feel seen. So I'm kind of curious to see what you think about all this. Why are these things so shareable, so relatable?
Well, I think it's all about, like, you know, they're tapping into human experiences, shared human experiences, like the little quirks we have about our personalities or like our struggles that we can all relate to.
About, you know, being a certain sign. And, you know, you see those memes, like the starter pack memes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ones that have all those images that just scream, like Capricorn or Gemini.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, you see those and it's like, okay, they're reinforcing the stereotype, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're making people laugh and say, yep, that's so me.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, you know, you get that sense of community.
Oh,
like you're finding your tribe, you know, through this cosmic joke.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I've definitely laughed at those starter pack memes before.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they do hit a little too close to home.
They really do.
Do you think that's part of the reason why astrology has become so popular, especially with younger generations? Like, maybe the memes are kind of like a gateway
to
full-blown zodiac obsession.
Absolutely, I think. Memes make it very accessible. So, like, instead of, you know, having to look at, like, a complicated birth chart or trying to figure out what all the astrological houses mean.
Right, right.
You just get these, like, little snippets of information that are funny.
Yeah.
And it's like a little introduction to the core concepts. And you see these memes about like Mercury retrograde and how it's messing with everybody's communication.
Right.
And then maybe, you know, it makes you wonder, well, what is Mercury retrograde? And you know, it makes you curious in a way that, you know, maybe traditional astrology doesn't for people who like grew up on memes.
Okay. So they make it relatable.
Yeah.
They make it accessible. But we can't avoid the fact that they're really funny.
They are.
Like that self-deprecating humor, the way they exaggerate, like the stereotypes. I think it's great. Why is humor such a big part of why these memes are so shareable?
Well, I think humor is, it's disarming. You know, it kind of lets us talk about things that maybe are a little sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have personality quirks or, you know, relationship patterns.
Right.
And it makes it so we don't, you know, feel judged or take ourselves too seriously.
Right.
You know, imagine trying to explain, like, what your moon sign means to somebody.
Yeah.
In, like, a serious deadpan way.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to go over very well.
No.
But, you know, put it in a meme.
Yeah.
And you know, make fun of yourself a little bit. Then it starts a conversation.
It's like you're saying, hey, I know this is kind of ridiculous, but maybe there is something to this zodiac thing. Mm. And even if there's not, at least we can laugh about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it makes you feel like you're all in on the joke, you know? We can all admit that maybe our sign does influence us a little bit in some cosmic way, so.
Going back to the article, Astrology Memes Explained, do you think there's like a bigger reason why these are so popular, other than just being funny and relatable?
Well, you can't really talk about this without acknowledging how much of an impact the internet has on how we talk to each other, especially for younger generations. Memes are like the language of the internet. It's like they take these big complicated ideas and emotions and they condense them into these like
easy to understand visual formats mm-hmm. that are perfect for sharing.
Okay.
And, you know, they go viral.
Yeah.
And astrology with Triogear, it's like, you know, signs and characteristics. It's like, yeah, perfect match for memes, you know. It's a match made in digital heaven.
That's a really good way to put it. So it's not just that. The memes are funny.
Yeah.
It's that. They're like, ooh, tapping into this.
Yeah.
Bigger cultural shift
yeah.
in how we share information.
Right.
Yeah, we're all looking for connection
mm-hmm.
and meaning. And maybe even a little bit of self-understanding through these memes. Well, that was really interesting. You gave us a lot to think about. So for everyone listening, here's something to think about. While you're scrolling through your feed, does making memes about astrology cheapen the practice? Like, is it just an internet fad or does it actually? Yeah. Help people connect with this ancient wisdom in a way that makes sense. Let us know what you think. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.